Now, what about post-op therapy for this woman?
So that's a very good point. I personally, Neil, use whatever the highest staging is in making my determination. So we'll occasionally have a patient who goes for surgery up front and they're upstaged. So they were thought to have just a T2 lesion and zero on EUS. And so they go to surgery up front and they actually have more advanced disease. Because at our institution, we're not inclined necessarily for all patients with T2 lesions to just say, well, we're going to do a transanal resection and then do RT. Those patients still have a fair risk of having a relapse. It's estimated to be about 15%. So we're not necessarily in the camp that a T2 lesion is okay to just do a transanal. But anyway, if somebody's upstaged with surgery, then we would say whatever the highest staging is. So she really was clinical stage 3 when she came. And the questions I asked myself was, would I like to give more systemic therapy? That's usually a yes with stage 3 disease, even if we have good downstaging.
And even path CR?
Path CR is a tough one. We have some small numbers retrospectively where additional systemic therapy may provide further benefit, but those patients do have a good prognosis overall.
Plus, with your institutional approach, they're not getting oxali pre-op.
That's correct.
It doesn't sound like a good idea to leave somebody without.
Well, this is the issue, is that if your stage 3 is 5 weeks of capecitabine enough for a patient who is stage 3 disease, in my practice, I don't think they are.
Although maybe someday we'll find out the ones that have path CR is actually
quite
good.
Sensitive to fluoropyrimidine.
But who knows, maybe it's the RT too.
Right. I mean, it's a tough area to study. So I asked myself two questions. Do I want to provide postoperative therapy, yes or no? And are there contraindications to oxaliplatin? If the answer to that is no, and in this case the answer was no, I typically recommend 4 more months of systemic therapy. And that's partly based on the work from the intergroup trial from several years ago, about 12 years ago, it was published in 1994 in New England Journal, that showed 2 months of systemic 5-FU chemoradiation and then 2 months of 5-FU on the back end led to good results using infusional 5-FU with ERT.